On the first 2 days of school, many of our students had to draw pictures, write an essay, or give a short talk about what they did during their summer vacation. So if I can add to the list, during my summer vacation, my priest uncle, Father Tom, took me to the oldest working lighthouse in the United States of America. Do you know what is the oldest working lighthouse in the United States? I didn't know either. It's called Sandy Hook Lighthouse, and it's located on the Jersey Shore. The lighthouse is the first thing you see as you're crossing the Atlantic Ocean from Europe and coming into the South New York Harbor. Before many of our ancestors saw the Statue of Liberty and registered at Ellis Island at the mouth of the Hudson River, the first thing they saw in America was a bright light from Sandy Hook Lighthouse. Sandy Hook Lighthouse is 103 feet tall, with a big white octagonal tower and a bright red lantern at the top. It was first lit on the 11th day of June, 1764, and still to this very day continues to be lit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I learned that the light from Sandy Hook is not a rotating light like you see at the beginning of the movies in the movie theater. It's not one of those rotating lighthouses. It's not a blinking light. The Sandy Hook light is a fixed, steady, white light. And you can see it visible for 19 miles out in the Atlantic Ocean. That's farther from here to Lake City that they can see the light. And as my uncle and I, we were climbing to the very top of the lighthouse, I couldn't help but think that the lighthouse is a great image for Christ. Well, first of all, I was thinking the lighthouse has 8 sides, just like the baptismal font. The baptismal font has 8 sides, and those 8 sides are symbolic of our Lord's resurrection, because Jesus rose from the dead on the 8th day. But most importantly, there's that steady, fixed light that's always lit, which represents Christ, the light of the world. And that's really helpful in my own personal spiritual life, perhaps in yours too, because sometimes my mind is foggy, like it's been the last couple of mornings. It's foggy. It's not clear what Jesus is trying to teach me. Or my life is foggy and I can't see very far ahead. Like, where is the Lord leading me in 10 years or 5 years or next year or next month? I can only see where the Lord's leading me this afternoon because it's so foggy sometimes. Sometimes there's a storm and the waves of this particular crisis are just about ready to overtake me and capsize me because of a turmoil, a suffering, an intense sickness, a persecution. And maybe it's just plain old pitch black. It's just dark in your spiritual life. St. John of the Cross describes it as a dark night of the senses or a dark night of the soul. But you see, in the midst of the fog and the storm and the darkness, there's a steady white light that can never, ever be extinguished. A light that is bright enough to cut through all the fog and the storms and the darkness of our lives. Jesus Christ, the light of the world. The Lumen Christi, as we sang at the Easter Vigil. The light of Christ. It's on the stable shores of heaven, brightly shining to lead us home to Him. in the absolutely beautiful opening verses of chapter 12 of his letter to the Hebrews, St. Paul says, "Brothers and sisters, let us rid ourselves of every burden of sin that clings to us and persevere in running the race that lies before us while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith." Keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, like the captain of a great ship coming across the Atlantic, keeping his eyes fixed on that steady, never-changing light at Sandy Hook, fixing his eyes on the lighthouse. How often my eyes are not fixed on Jesus. Sometimes my eyes are staring at the beautiful red-haired girl in science class. Sometimes my eyes are staring at me in the mirror. Have you ever been to the gym to work out? And there are four walls of mirrors. Why do I have to watch myself at every moment? Sometimes my eyes are fixed on a screen. Think about it. How many hours a day are spent looking at the screen of the iPhone, the iPad, the computer, the television? And they're mesmerizing, right? Have you ever tried to get a kid to stop looking at a screen? You're like, hello, hello. They're like comatose, right? It's like your dad watching television. Dad, dad. He's like, huh? What? Fixed intently at this little screen. If only I would spend as many hours gazing at Jesus in the tabernacle as I do fixed on a screen. How often my eyes are not fixed on Jesus. And when my eyes are on something other than the lighthouse, that's when I'm going to experience a shipwreck. St. Paul says, "Brothers and sisters, let us rid ourselves of every burden of sin that clings to us and keep our eyes fixed on Jesus." Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, where he has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus and how he endured the cross and how he endured opposition from sinners in order that you may not grow weary or lose heart. Isn't that a beautiful message this morning? Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus so that you won't grow weary and lose heart. Persevere. Persevere in running the race and completing the journey that lies before us, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and the perfecter of our faith.